Good evening, family. My name is Opinionated, and this is a podcast that I've created to share my opinions. That makes sense, right? But not only to share my opinions, but to maybe evoke a response from listeners. Because, you know, opinions aren't always factual, and we don't always agree with them, you know? So, you have yours, I have mine. If you feel that you can relate to, you know, the things that I share resonates with you, drop a comment and let me know. If you disagree, drop a comment and let me know. If my facts are off, drop a comment and let me know. Straighten me out. I appreciate that. If you learn something, drop a comment and let me know. And if you don't want to drop a comment on that and let me know. Anyway, today I want to talk about poverty. Poorness, and you know, is it stupidity or is it something more scientific going on, something more psychological going on with poverty? And this is all my opinion, so buckle up. Let's say you're out here grinding and you're making enough, but barely enough. You know, you're covering the bills, you can eat. Got a TV, you have the basics, the basic necessities, and a couple minimal luxuries, and you're just on the hamster wheel. You know, you cover your bills and you're broke again, and you can't wait to get paid so that you can cover your bills and be broke again. Now, people on the outside looking in will say, well, why don't you do some things differently? You know, why don't you save up some money? So, you know, sacrifice here and there, save some money, you know, buy some property, invest in something that can help, you know, you to create, you know, some additional revenue streams to get you out of this cycle. Well, everything always sounds good on paper, but we don't live on paper. And sometimes there's more factors at play than what you can see from the outside looking in. So let me give you a bird's eye view into what I believe is the science of poverty. So when you're poor, when you're working poor, you rarely have enough. So anytime you have more, it's like a blessing from God. It's like hitting the lottery. It's like, oh yes, I'm super excited because now I have power. I can do things. I can do things that I couldn't do normally. So you know what I gotta do? I gotta celebrate. I got to do something to, you know, show, look at this. I exerted some power. I feel better about myself. Look at that thing that I bought. Look at those new shoes. Look at that belt. Look at that hairdo. Yeah. And it makes me feel good because I work very hard and I deserve this. I'm sacrificing. Just my existence is a sacrifice. So now it's time to celebrate. Yes, that makes sense. It's not the most, it's not the smartest, most practical decision, but you know, it makes sense. And it's a mindset that's driven. It's driven by some feelings inside. Like, A, I feel bad for being broke. I'm not looking at my station in life and saying, oh my God, I'm so grateful that I have more going for me than the homeless guy. I have more going for me than some people in some third world nations. I'm grateful for what I have, but I'm not really grateful. I'm really feeling bad because I'm looking at TV and I'm looking at my neighbors who have the belts and the shoes and the cars and the hairdos. And I'm feeling like, you know, as in terms of this competition, I'm losing because I see their outsides and it's shiny and new. But I know, even though my outsides can look that way, I know the truth about me. I'm broke. And I feel bad about it. I feel inferior. I feel like I'm coming in fifth place in this race, and it sucks. So I need to do something to make me feel better so I don't fall into the bottomless pit of depression, you know? And what do? I do drugs. I drink. And if I don't do those things, then every time I get a little bit of extra money, I'm doing something to celebrate, something to make me feel better. I'm going on a trip. I'm going out to eat. I'm buying something to help bolster my illusion, my shiny image, so I at least can look good. If I can't be good, then damn it, I'll look good. And it's a healthy psychology. Who wants to stay in a place of feeling bad? We have to pull ourselves up by our mental bootstraps. And this is what we do. We do things to make ourselves feel better. Unfortunately, the things that we do don't really change anything. Because now, post-celebration, I'm back to broke. And the hamster wheel keeps on spinning. Trudging along, paying my dues, keeping my bare minimum, being broke, feeling like everybody else has something that I don't have. Everybody else has a little more than me. So how do you break the cycle? Well, you got to know that you're in a cycle. You got to know that not only are you in a cycle, but it's a cycle that's not moving anywhere. At this rate, I'll be doing the same thing 10 years from now. Feeling like shit, splurging, feeling a little better temporarily, feeling like shit again. You know, there has to be a better way. Of course. So let's think long term. Let's think solutions. I gotta write me a rap song. I gotta find me a man with a whole lot of money, a woman with a whole lot of money. I gotta, you know what? I'm gonna do something gimmicky. I'm gonna find a gimmick that's gonna give me a bunch of money really quickly. I'm gonna join the NBA. I don't know. So, join the military. There's things. It's a mindset that is about survival. Survival. These things make sense under these conditions. So sometimes we gotta take ourselves out of our condition. We have to mentally leave our body, look at ourselves from far away, and say, hey, this part is not productive, it's crazy. And this part, this will be a better plan. And also realize and understand that sacrifice is necessary sometimes. And sacrifice means that I can't feel better right now, because I'm focused on feeling better down the road, a better that is enduring, rather than these quick flashes of feeling good and then back to feeling bad again. Let's do something that's gonna make me feel good about who I am and where I'm going, and let it last. So sacrifice is critical, but we have to step out of body to see the hamster wheel that we've been running on. And we gotta stop judging ourselves. And you know, I'll tell you what will help people, what helped me stop judging myself so bad, so harshly, is when I stopped judging other people. You know, and there's a whole podcast and discussion that we could say about that, the connection between the way I judge others and how I judge myself. It's like when you practice being judgmental, then you get good at being judgmental. So stop judging other people. Stop spitting negativity out into the world, because it's like a boomerang. It affects the way we perceive ourselves. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. I'm opinionated. And I just want to talk about poverty and, you know, people that are poor. And like, how are you, you know, for those who look in from the outside and wonder, like, are they just stupid? You know, maybe there's more to the picture. There often is. And once again, like, share, comment. Agree, disagree, that's okay. I'm not an expert. I'm just a guy talking. We're in the barbershop. I just got my mouth running. I got my opinion. You have yours. Let's share. Let's build. Because maybe I only know part of the truth. Maybe you know the other part. And together we can, bam, seal the deal. Anyway, I hope I see you in the next podcast. Have a great day in life. Peace.